Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Please become a member at www.fm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Today we'll explore the music of the intimate Bach. I've said before, Bach was certainly a lot more than just a powdered wig. Bach had endured great loss as a child, and he had only a rather sketchy educational background. He didn't have a steady mentor, and he had several posts during his life that were only partially fulfilling. Bach had been satisfied working for Prince Leopold I of Anhalt-Köthen, until the prince married his distant cousin Frederica Henrietta of Arnold-Bernburg on December 11, 1721. The princess wasn't quite 20 years old, but she was already known as an amusa. Now, that didn't mean that she was witty and charming and amusing. It's the opposite that's true. She was an anti-muse, that is, someone not interested in the arts, and she persuaded her music-loving husband to give up his passionate hobby that had resulted in such great support for Bach. So Bach turned elsewhere, and he was one of six candidates for the post of cantor of the Thomasschule in Leipzig. He was not the first choice, but the first two had backed out, so the position was his. Ironically, the Princess of Köthen would die after just 2 years of marriage, but by then Bach was settled in his new town. Bach's family was growing. Some of his children were already showing promise as musicians, and he was teaching and was also involved with the older students at the university, finally taking over the Collegium Musicum in 1729. All this meant he had to provide music for those talented young people to play, and while not a vast amount of Bach's more intimate chamber music survives, what does is of the highest order. So let's hear some. The six surviving sonatas for flute and harpsichord were written over a span of about 17 years. They're considerably more complex than merely pieces for solo flute and continuo, as the harpsichord had been elevated to an equal partner. First on our playlist, the Sonata in E Major, BWV 1035, which dates from around 1741. It illustrates a naturalistic approach associated with the Rococo style, although the four-movement structure, moderately slow, fast, moderately slow, fast, is a carryover of the late Baroque era. This is Ashley Solomon flute with Terence Charleston harpsichord. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the very elegant Sonata for Flute and Harpsichord in E Major of Johann Sebastian Bach, BWV 1035. Ashley Solomon Flute with Terence Charleston Harpsichord. Bach wrote three sonatas for viola da gamba and harpsichord sometime before 1741. These are remarkably crafted works that require virtuosic playing, yet they're intimate and introspective. My favorite is the Sonata in D Major, BWV 1028. A work that has particularly expressive and entirely gratifying viola da gamba and harpsichord parts. The movement structure is again slow, fast, slow, fast. We're going to hear two masters at work, Jordi Savall on viola da gamba and on harpsichord, Ton Koopman.
Thank you.
heard the Sonata in D Major for Viola da Gamba and Harpsichord, BWV 1028 of Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by violist da Gamba Jordi Savall and harpsichordist Ton Koltmann. I remember when I was growing up, I heard many times from radio hosts that Bach, quote, immortalized the violin, end quote. I'm not exactly sure what that means, and I'm not sure I'd exactly say that. But I certainly agree that he wrote some very beautiful and virtuosic music for the violin. Sometime during the mid-1720s, Bach put the finishing touches on his six sonatas for violin and harpsichord. That is, until the later revisions, closer to 1740. The Sonata in B minor, BWV 1014, is one that opens with great pathos. In Bach's world, the different keys had slightly different affective qualities, owing in part to the temperament system as well as to philosophical aspects. B minor was a key that was associated with the acceptance of one's destiny, that is, the fate determined by God. We even hear heartbeats of anticipation in the opening movement, and then fugal elements in the second movement, where the textures of the violin and harpsichord are so organically combined. Both harpsichord and violin have the opportunity to accompany each other in the relaxed third movement, while the fourth movement, again highly imitative, is stormy, replete with pathos. This is Ingrid Matthews' Baroque Violin with harpsichordist Byron Schenkman.
Thank you.
Baroque violinist Ingrid Matthews and harpsichordist Byron Schenkman in a performance of J.S. Bach's Sonata for Violin and Harpsichord in B minor, BWV 1014. For our final selection today, I'll turn to the first partita of the Klavier Übung, which in 1731 became the first publication of Bach's music to actually have been undertaken under his supervision. The word partita derives from the early 17th century designation sometimes used for sets of variation pieces, such as in the music of Frescobaldi. By Bach's time, the Germans used the term partita for a set of dances, in other words, a suite, rather than a single piece with variations. The first partita in the Klavier Übung, BWV 825, opens with a prelude that has become a staple for keyboard players. We'll also hear the Allemande, Courante, Saroman, and Gigue. Time today does not allow us to include the two minuets. Harpsichordist Gustav Leonhardt plays these with extreme grace and, indeed, intimacy.
Thank you.
We heard the Preludium Allemande 40 Sarabandenjig from the Partita in B-flat major for harpsichord by Johann Sebastian Bach, BWV 825. If you enjoyed today's program and want to learn more about Bach, consider taking my 8-week class, The Bach Family, 100 Years of Musical Genius, which is offered at the Princeton Adult School starting Tuesday, October 24th, and runs until Tuesday, December 12th. Sessions are Tuesday nights from 7:30 until 9:30, and it's limited to 20 people. So if you're interested, contact the Princeton Adult School. You're listening to Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org, and it's made possible only through your generosity. So please consider becoming a member of the Classical Network or a sponsor of this show. The Classical Network is a great friend to early music, also producing Distant Mirror and Bach at One, and indeed music of all eras. Visit us online at WWFM.org to learn more about our shows, or to become a member, or to donate. We're part of the global network of classical music lovers, and it's the global network that is the Classical Network. Have a great week.